This is GQDN for February the 4th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. Go get Quest worthy while you're at it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. Indeed, indeed, indeed. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a Steam machine that's getting ready to launch. We got some esports news, a little bit of drama too, and a game for Switch 2 has been delayed indefinitely. Speaking of that, we go to the Nintendo business side of things. GameSpot's got two stories here. One's on the business side, the other one's not. But we'll start with the business side. The Nintendo stock took a big time nosedive following the earnings report. And this was the biggest drop in 18 months. And that came after the company's quarterly earnings call, because the company took an 11% hit in one day following the earnings call. Now, President Shuntaro Furuka did acknowledge that the company is feeling some heat from a difficult market with some component costs and dealing increasing due to the AI boom, but the company is well positioned to handle it for now. Here's what he said, quote, "We are engaging in long-term discussions with our suppliers to ensure we maintain a stable intake of chips. We do not expect major impact during the fourth quarter of this year. However, from the next fiscal year onward, if this price hike lasts longer than anticipated, it could potentially put pressure on our profitability," end quote. So he did acknowledge that the Switch 2 price could go up, but also Nintendo will consider the options carefully before raising any prices. Remember back in August, Nintendo did announce a price hike for the Nintendo Switch, and they did warn that other price hikes may follow. But some of the analysts also did think that Nintendo did fall short on some of its results, with no Switch 2 exclusives on the horizon. But the Switch 2 did hit some new sales milestones because it was outselling the Wii U's lifetime sales in just 7 months. But what's going to go to that Switch? On to the second part of the GameSpot articles, Nintendo has confirmed that a Nintendo Direct will be tomorrow, and it'll be a partner showcase. So, what could be in this showcase? Well, first off, the showcase begins at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and it'll be streamed on YouTube and Twitch and Nintendo Today. The event will run for about 30 minutes, and will focus on third-party Switch and Switch 2 games. Now, there's no word of what games could be playing during the February 5th Nintendo Direct, but the possibilities did include Resident Evil Requiem, Pragmata, and some others. So since it's a partner showcase, the event is expected to focus on the third-party games. So Nintendo is doing this tomorrow. Just keep in mind, the last Nintendo partner showcase featured the games Star Wars Outlaws, Octopath Traveler Zero, and Final Fantasy Tactics. So what's going to be in this year? Well, I'll tell you about it tomorrow, so you have to wait till then. But I know what's not going to be there. Polygon.com did say that Borderlands 4 will not release its game on Switch 2. So, if you have a Switch 2 and you are waiting for Borderlands, well, it's not going to be. Now, the Take-Two Interactive did announce its quarterly earnings call on Tuesday, and they said that they were pausing development on the Switch 2 edition for Borderlands 4. So Alan Lewis, they confirmed the decision in a comment that was made to Variety. Quote, "We made the difficult decision to pause development on that SKU. Our focus continues to be delivering quality post-launch content for players on the ongoing improvements to optimize the game. We're continuing to collaborate closely with our friends at Nintendo. We have PGA Tour 2K25 coming out, and we have WWE 2K26 for Switch 2, and we're incredibly excited to bringing more of our titles to the platform in the future, end quote. But that is a blow to Nintendo games. That's what Polygon thinks. So once again, we'll keep you informed what happens with this Nintendo Direct. But this isn't a Steam machine, is it? GamingBolt.com did say that the AMD CEO said that the Steam machine is on track to launch. And that was Dr. Lisa Su, because she noted that in a recent quarterly earnings presentation that the former company is on track to launch the custom Linux-based PC, quote, early this year, end quote. Now, Dr. Su did also acknowledge that 50% of year-over-year increase, and she also spoke about the future projections for AMD's semi-custom SoC system on a chip business. Quote, in gaming, revenue increased 50% year-over-year to $843 million. Semi-custom sales increased year-over-year and declined sequentially as expected. She was talking to IGN. Further quote, for 2026, we expect the semi-custom SoC annual revenue to decline by a significant double-digit percentage as we enter the seventh year of what has been a very strong console cycle. From a product standpoint, Valve is on track to beginning shipping its AMD-powered Steam machine early this year, end quote. Now, there is no release date for the console, but we will let you know when that does come. As you know, if it's going to be early this year, they're going to have to announce it soon. We'll let you know when we know. Now we go to the esports corner, and we're going to start with Virtus Pro and how they benched Perfecto and put him on the transfer list. So Virtus Pro, via HLTV.org, did announce that Perfecto has been benched and placed on the transfer list. He was on the starting roster for 7 months. Here's what they said on X, quote, after joint discussions, we considered that the current roster configuration is unable to build consistent performance or performances and fully realize its potential, end quote. Now he is on the bench, and Perfecto took the spot of Electronic, which were also Kaiser Icy, was also benched later on in the year because they didn't give enough results to the team. So at the start of 2026, have been particularly torrid for the team. They have not won a single HLTV recorded match, as they lost to teams like Nuclear Tigris, Amiga, WW, and Rustic. So Perfecto got up on X and said, quote, as you've already seen the news, I've decided to pursue other career options, so I've been placed on the transfer list. Thanks to the VP for the opportunity to play in this legendary tag, but unfortunately, sometimes you can't achieve good results. Now I'm looking forward to my career as a defensive midfield lurker, and I'm considering all offers. So yep, he's benched and on the transfer list. But that wasn't the only thing. Cloud9 New York has parted ways with some of its roster, and that's ahead of the CDL Major 2 qualifiers. And that's because Cloud9, in the last set of competitions, well, they finished last. So roster changes had to be made, which means Reese Vivid Drost, Ben Beams McKellen, Mechanese Mac Kelly, and Marcus Efro Reed are now free agents. So Cloud9 got up on X and said, quote, after a disappointing start to the year, we have decided to begin a full rebuild of our Call of Duty roster to ensure players are able to pursue every opportunity available for the next stage of the season. We are releasing them immediately. So after that, Afro got up on social media and said, quote, sorry to the C9 fans that we couldn't get the results needed to be better, and that's on us, end quote. Beans said, quote, no complaints. Did not play anything I like. I know I can. Focusing on myself and locking in, end quote. So, Esports Insider said, well, what's next for Cloud9? Well, right now, they have a limited window to sign new players as it prepares for the Major 2 qualifiers, because that will take place online from February 13th to March 22nd. 12 teams will compete to earn the CDL points that determine the seeding for the next LAN event of the season. So good luck to that. But we got to end with good news. According to Gamatsu.com, Chibig did announce a Zelda-inspired action RPG called Ben's or Bell's Fanfare, and that'll be on PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series X and S, Switch 2, and the original Switch, and PC. It's a Kickstarter, and it's already passed its original goal. And its goal was 40,000 euros, which means it's about $47,000. And it went right past it. Because right now, that Kickstarter is at $194,000. Almost $195,000. Which means it just went past retro mode on their stretch goals. So well done to them. And right now, there is no announcement date for the game, but it looks like it's in development. Looking good so far. As are all of you. You always look good. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news, including a Nintendo Direct. So until then, go play some video games, people.